Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Valsa Williams with the Midday News. The headlines. BJP leader Devendra Fadnavis to be sworn in as next Chief Minister of Maharashtra tomorrow at Azad Maidan in Mumbai. ISRO to launch European Space Agency's Proba 3 satellite from Satish Dhawan Space Centre, Sriharikota at 4:08 p.m. today. President Draupadi Murmu to attend annual Navy Day celebrations at Puri in Odisha. Foreign Minister of Kuwait Abdullah Ali Al Yahya to call upon Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Shiromani Akali Dal leader Sukhbir Singh Badal shot at during penance at Golden Temple in Amritsar escapes unhurt. And India to take on Pakistan in title clash of Men's Hockey Junior Asia Cup in Muscat this evening. Senior BJP leader Devendra Fadnavis is set to become the next Chief Minister of the state of Maharashtra. He will take oath as the Mahayuti's Chief Minister for the third time tomorrow in the presence of Prime Minister Narendra Modi and other senior leaders of the alliance in Mumbai. In the Bharatiya Janata Party's core committee meeting today in Mumbai, he was elected as the Legislative Party leader in the presence of Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman and former Gujarat Chief Minister Vijay Rupani, who were appointed as BJP's central observers for the same. MLA Chandrakant Patil and Sudhir Mungantiwar proposed the name of Mr. Fadnavis, which was supported by all the newly elected legislators. Addressing the meeting, Union Minister Nirmala Sitharaman asserted that the unprecedented mandate of Maharashtra's 14 crore people is a clear message of people's trust in the Prime Minister's vision of Vikasit Bharat.
Navan Nirvachit Vidhi Mandal ke Neta ke naam mein Devendra Fadnavis ji ka mera badhai. Naav ke dauran Maharashtra ke 14 crore Janta Janardan ke decision pure Bharat ke liye ek sandesh hai.
BJP leader Devendra Fadnavis thanked the Mahayuti allies and the voters of Maharashtra for the huge mandate and asserted that his government's first priority would be to fulfill the promises made to the people. He added that they will work together to bring the state at the top spot in every sector. We have a report.
Devendra Fadnavis will be sworn in as the 21st Chief Minister of Maharashtra. This will be his third term in office. Along with him, the cabinet ministers of the state are also to be administered the oath of office and secrecy. Born on 22nd July 1970 in Nagpur, Devendra Fadnavis first became Chief Minister in 2014 and again in 2019, but had to resign after 5 days following the withdrawal of support from NCP leader Ajit Pawar. Ankita Apte, Akashwani News, Mumbai.
Indian Space Research Organization will launch PSLV-C-59 carrying European Space Agency's Proba 3 satellite from the Satish Dhawan Space Centre at Sriharikota at 4:08 p.m. today. Proba 3 is a commercial dedicated mission of the New Space India Limited to ISRO. PSLV-C-59 will inject the spacecraft into a highly elliptical orbit to demonstrate precise formation flying. The countdown began at 2:38 p.m. yesterday and is progressing smoothly. More from our correspondent.
The process of liquid fueling is being carried out and the health of the rocket is being checked out continuously by the ISRO scientists at Sriharikota. Proba 3, which is a 140-meter long spacecraft weighing 3,550 kilos, has two spacecrafts, which is a coronagraph spacecraft and the occulter spacecraft, which will be launched together in a stacked configuration. The coronagraph spacecraft weighing 310 kilos has an imaging investigation of the corona, which is the outer layer of the sun. The occulter spacecraft weighing 240 kilos has a payload to take a little more of the science experiments and will conduct digital absolute radiometer science experiment. Proba 3 will function as an orbital lab demonstration, acquiring data, proximity operations and formation flying vehicle, validating metrology sensors and control algorithms, opening up new methods of mission control. Joy, Akashvani News, reporting from Chennai.
President Draupadi Murmu will grace the Navy Day celebration being organized by the Indian Navy as chief guest at the Blue Flag Beach in Puri this afternoon. The event marks the anniversary of Operation Trident, a critical naval offensive during the 1971 Indo-Pak War. It will showcase over 15 ships, submarines and more than 40 aircraft with support from marine commandos and personnel from the Indian Army. aiming to highlight the Navy's capabilities and its dedication in protecting India's maritime interests. The event will demonstrate aerial maneuvers by MiG-29K and Hawk fighter jets, combat exercises by MOCOS, submarine operations, amphibious landings and rocket firing from warships. More from our correspondent.
This year, the event will feature an operational demonstration on Puri's Blue Flag Beach, which will be attended by President Draupadi Murmu, who is also the Supreme Commander of Indian Armed Forces. This event will showcase Indian Navy's combat readiness and advanced capabilities under the theme Combat Ready, Credible, Cohesive, Future Ready Force. The Navy's operations span anti-piracy missions, humanitarian assistance, and global maritime exercises, reinforcing its role as a blue water force. It has also prioritized indigenous construction with 62 ships and submarines under development and adopted emerging technologies like artificial intelligence, robotics and quantum computing. The day highlights the Navy's role in safeguarding India's maritime interests and its strides in modernization and innovation. Prakash Das for Akashvani News from Puri.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has extended his greetings to the Indian Navy personnel on the occasion of Navy Day. In a social media post, Mr. Modi wrote, "The valiant personnel of the Navy protect the country's seas with unmatched courage and dedication." Raksha Mantri Rajnath Singh extended greetings to all Indian Navy personnel and their families on the occasion of Navy Day. In a social media post, Mr. Singh said, "The Indian Navy is an important pillar in the national security architecture and in safeguarding India's maritime security." The Lok Sabha has taken up the Railways Amendment Bill 2024 for consideration and passing. Moving the bill, Railways Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said the bill is intended to bring more efficiency in the railways sector. He said 44,000 kilometres of railways network were electrified in the past 10 years. Speaking on the bill, Manoj Kumar of Congress expressed apprehension that the bill will open up the railways to privatisation. He also raised the issue of high ticket fares in Vande Bharat trains. Ravi Kishan of the BJP highlighted the achievements of railways under the Modi government. He said the corruption-ridden image of the railways has been reformed since 2014. Minister for Communications Jyotiraditya Scindia has said the revival package extended by the government to BSNL in 2019 has transformed the telecom company from a loss-making entity to a profit-making one. Replying to supplementaries in the Lok Sabha today, Mr. Scindia said, under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, it is the government's responsibility to take care of over 50,000 employees of BSNL. Union Minister for Rural Development Shivraj Singh Chauhan has said the government has approved 2 crore 95 lakh houses in its efforts to provide pakka house for every poor person. Addressing a press briefing in New Delhi today, he said 2 crore more houses will be built in the next 5 years. He added that under PM Awas Yojana Rural, 38 lakh houses have been allotted, for which more than 10,600 crore rupees funds have been released. He said under PM Janman, more than 46,000 houses have been allotted for the year 2024-25, specifically for tribal families.
योजना के प्रारंभ से ग्रामीण विकास विभाग 2 करोड़ 95 लाख आवास स्वीकृत कर चुका है, जो हमारा टारगेट था, और उसमें से 2 करोड़ 68 लाख घरों का निर्माण हम पूरा कर चुके हैं। अब 5 सालों में 2 करोड़ नए घर हमको और बनाने हैं।
This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts, and for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Foreign Minister of Kuwait, Abdullah Ali Al-Yahya, will meet Prime Minister Narendra Modi this evening. Mr. Al-Yahya, who is on a 2-day visit to India, reached New Delhi yesterday. He will also hold a meeting with External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar. In a social media post, the Ministry of External Affairs said the visit of the Foreign Minister of Kuwait will further strengthen India-Kuwait's multifaceted relations. An assassination attempt has been made on Punjab's former Deputy Chief Minister Sukhbir Singh Badal at the entrance of the Golden Temple in Amritsar today. However, he escaped unhurt. Mr. Badal was serving penance given by the Sri Akal Takht recently while sitting on a wheelchair at the entrance when the attempt was made. The person, identified as Narayan Singh, who tried to shoot him was overpowered by STPC Sevadars and security personnel soon after he took out his pistol to shoot. In between, the shot fired by him hit the wall of the gate. Amritsar Police Commissioner Gurpreet Singh Bhullar said the assassination attempt was made on Mr. Badal by Narayan Singh, a terrorist, and he has been arrested.
ਤੁਹਾਨੂੰ ਸਾਰਿਆਂ ਨੂੰ ਪਤਾ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਕ੍ਰਿਮੀਨਲ ਬੈਕਗ੍ਰਾਉਂਡ ਦਾ ਬੰਦਾ ਉਹਦੀ ਜਿਹੜੀ ਇਨਵੈਸਟੀਗੇਸ਼ਨ ਹੈ ਉਹੀ ਸਾਰੀ ਗੱਲ ਅੱਗੇ ਰਿਵੀਲ ਕਰੇਗੀ ਕਿ ਡੀਪਰ ਕੌਨਸਪਰੇਸੀ ਕੀ ਹੈ ਜਾਂ ਨਹੀਂ ਹੈ ਅਟੈਂਪਟ ਕੀਤਾ ਅਟੈਕ ਦਾ ਪਰ ਸਾਡੀ ਜਿਹੜੀ ਪੁਲਿਸ ਦੀ ਅਲਰਟਨੈਸ ਕਰਕੇ ਬਚਿਆ.
Mrs. Harsimrat Kaur Badal, former MP and wife of Mr. Badal, also reached the Golden Temple. Meanwhile, Union Minister Avneet Singh Bittu has condemned the attack on Shiromani Akali Dal leader Sukhbir Singh Badal at the Golden Temple in Punjab. Speaking to media outside Parliament, Mr. Bittu demanded investigation into the incident.
आज बहुत पंजाब का माहौल खराब करने की कोशिश की गई है, तो इसके ऊपर सख्त इन्वेस्टिगेशन होनी चाहिए. पर मैं फिर कहूंगा, कोई भी पार्टी हो पंजाब की और बाहर की, इन लोगों को बचाना, इनकी मदद करना बंद करो.
Congress leader Renuka Chaudhary said it is unfortunate that such an incident happened at a holy place like the Golden Temple.
That in such a wonderful place where they preach ahimsa, that such a violent act has happened. Sukhbir Badal ji is fine and safe. And he went there in utter humility to fulfill his punishment.
The BJP today hit out at senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi over his attempt to visit violence at Sambhal in Uttar Pradesh. Briefing media in New Delhi, party spokesperson Sudhanshu Trivedi alleged, as alleged by the Samajwadi Party, the Congress is doing formalities in the matter. He claimed that no Congress leader spoke anything on the Sambhal incident, and this sudden move of Mr. Gandhi is only to gain media attention and due to the desperation of not being able to keep the India alliance together. Mr. Trivedi alleged that after the failure to take opposition allies along on the floor of Parliament, Mr. Gandhi was trying to visit the sensitive areas of Uttar Pradesh. Israel has warned that it would expand its attacks to target Lebanon if the fragile truce with Hezbollah collapses. The warning comes after Hezbollah fired two mortars at a disputed border area on Monday, accusing Israel of violating the truce. In response, Israel launched airstrikes on over 20 sites in Lebanon. The defense minister of Israel, Mr. Israel Katz, stated that any breach of the ceasefire would lead to a forceful response, including deeper attacks and targeting Lebanese state assets. In hockey, India will face Pakistan in the final of the Men's Hockey Junior Asia Cup in Muscat, Oman this evening. The match is set to begin at 8:30 p.m. IST. Defending champions India, unbeaten in the tournament, are aiming for their fifth title and a third consecutive victory in this event. India secured their spot in the final by defeating Malaysia 3-1 in the semi-finals with goals from Dilraj Singh, Rohit and Shardanand Tiwari. Pakistan advanced to the final after a 4-2 win over Japan. In the Under-19 Asia Cup, hosts United Arab Emirates were bundled out and set a target of 138 in the allotted 50 overs against India in their Group A one-day international cricket match at the Sharjah Cricket Stadium. Earlier, the UAE won the toss and opted to bat first. India, currently holding the second spot in Group A, faces a must-win situation in this match to strengthen their chances of securing a semi-final spot. In the World Chess Championship, Indian Grandmaster Domaraju Gukesh will face defending champion Ding Liwen of China in the 8th of the 14-game series at Resorts World Sentosa in Singapore this afternoon. The match is set to start at 2:20 p.m. IST. Yesterday, the 7th game ended in a draw after an intense 72 moves. Gukesh missed the chance to turn a clear advantage into a win. It was the longest game of the series so far, lasting 5 hours and 20 minutes. At the halfway point of the 14-game championship, both players are tied with 3.5 points each. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. BJP leader Devendra Fadnavis to be sworn in as next Chief Minister of Maharashtra tomorrow at Azad Maidan in Mumbai. ISRO to launch European Space Agency's Proba 3 satellite from Satish Dhawan Space Center, Sriharikota at 4:08 p.m. today. President Draupadi Murmu to attend annual Navy Day celebrations at Puri in Odisha. Foreign Minister of Kuwait Abdullah Ali Al-Yahya to call upon Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Shiromani Akali Dal leader Sukhbir Singh Badal shot at during penance at Golden Temple in Amritsar escapes unhurt. and India to take on Pakistan in title clash of men's hockey Junior Asia Cup in Muscat this evening. And with that, we end the midday news.